Friday trivia coming up in the next hour. Don't forget Nashville SC will be on the pitch tomorrow night, taking on Atlanta United down there. Their beautiful stadium. That'll be a 6 p.m. start. The game will be heard on 94.9, and the pregame coverage will begin at 5:45 p.m. We will have Papa John's gift card, so if you want some pizza over the weekend, get ready for some Friday trivia. I'm going to have Titans as my category, and Willie is going to have, did I read that, sports trios? Is that what you said?
Famous sports trios.
Famous sports trios.
Darren, Donick, and Chase, for example.
There you go. That could be an answer.
That could be in there.
Do I get a gift card?
You are not eligible.
By guessing the question before the question is asked?
Yes. Very efficient.
By the way,
we also have big news from the Oakland A's. Darren, big news from the Oakland A's. They're happy to report that T-Bear, despite feeling a little stuffy, has passed concussion protocol.
Oh, thank goodness.
And will be ready for tonight's A's game. He took a real shot. He took a real shot last night. The clip is everywhere you go on Twitter. Did you see it, Darren?
No, I have not seen it, no.
Oh, my gosh, you've got to see this. This big stuffed bear. You know, you never know what you're going to see in the seats these days, right? The A's, I have to give them credit for being on the cutting edge. They seem to always be coming up with the next thing, and everybody follows them. They were the first to come up with the cardboard cutouts, by the way. So
the
they
A's?
Have, yes, they came up with the idea. They announced it well before the season started.
All right,
they have a big stuffed bear
as you speak. Oh boy, he got clocked.
Watch the slow-mo. The slow-mo is the best. Keep watching.
They're just. Oh, here we go. Boom! Right in the head. Oh, that's no good. And so he passed concussion protocol? He passed?
He passed concussion protocol. Yeah, he has a big bandage on his head and no neck brace. That's what surprises me. I would have thought a neck brace would have been necessary because there was a big snapback there.
That is
but
one
a guy
tough
hit a
bear.
Rocket down the left field line in the A's game last night, and it just clocked the bear right in the head.
It was Marte of the D-backs, and yeah, it was a line drive, foul ball right to the head. His head snapped back, came back up, and boy, that is good news. It is one tough bear. So he'll be back in the mix, huh? That's funny.
He'll be back in the mix. I don't know if that's going to be the case for Mike Milbury, though. It's interesting, Darren. We both had him without consulting each other. He was on our list today. The NHL has made a statement. They condemned the insensitive remark and insulting comment that Mike Milbury made during last night's broadcast, and we have communicated our feelings to NBC. The comment did not reflect the NHL's values and commitment to making our game more inclusive and welcoming to all. And it's interesting, you know, NBC, you got to give them credit. They have, in terms of women, they have a lot of women that are getting in there. They did the all-women's broadcast, remember, right before the shutdown. And AJ Malesko, our friend who's been on the show numerous times that we've gotten to know, she's been a big part of that. I think she's the best that they've got. I wonder what NBC will do here.
Well, shame on them.
With this, especially with this comment by the NHL, they've come out publicly and said that was a no-go. That crossed the line.
Well, shame on them because of what you just said. They have done a whole lot of good in that avenue, and for him to go just splat all over all the good that they've done, they shouldn't accept it. Like, it's time. Like, he's had more than enough chances to figure out things and get things right. More than enough chances. And yet he keeps stepping in it. And that means he's not going to change, and they need to change. Like, it's enough of Mike Milbury. It's time for him to go away. Like, he's done enough bad. He's stepped enough piles, and they have to keep putting up with it. And he's just, as you said, he's just not even that good. He's not even worth it. Like, it doesn't even make that – it doesn't even make any sense if he was this – look – if Don Cherry can be shown the door in Canada, give me a break. With his popularity, Mike Milbury can absolutely be shown the door at NBC Sports. You know, I mean, think about how popular Don Cherry was. And a lot of people didn't think that would happen.
Yeah, because he was an institution, and you get, you know, you get the hard hitting, the, you know, he is a personality, right? You can say a lot of things about Don Cherry, you might not like him, but he was a lightning rod, personality driven institution for decades. That was a tougher move to make. Mike Milbury is not a great analyst. He's not.
No.
So this, I we'll see. We'll see what they do.
So you just saw this, because I have not seen this. Where did you see this again?
It's being retweeted by a lot of people. It's a statement by the NHL from the public relations department. It'll go on your time. If you pull up your Twitter, you'll see it retweeted by somebody. And to a person, they have all applauded the statement.
I can only imagine. He doesn't have a lot of fans, like I said. And that, by the way, that was a good word with Don Cherry. He's an institution up in Canada, and that wasn't good enough for him to keep his job. I don't know what in the world NBC could possibly be, you know, mulling over in a room to let him survive yet again another stupid, you know, act by him of with his words. Just it's just amazing how insensitive he is, and the things that he says, and how many groups of people he ticks off to the highest degree, and why they keep accepting that is mind-blowing. I just saw where the Browns are working out kickers today. Nick Folk, Matt McCrane, never heard of him, Kai Forbath, and Cody Parkey. I didn't realize there were that many kickers with names out there just out on the streets. Kind of tells you about that that position, right? I mean, Forbath and Parkey and Folk, they've been around.
Graham Gano just got signed by the Giants, too, this week after they got rid of Catanzaro.
Oh, that's right, with all of his troubles off the field, and Gano was out there. Ron Rivera, I just saw, has been diagnosed with skin cancer, but says he will coach this season. So I hope everything is okay on the Ron Rivera front. Hated seeing that news. All right, we will come back and start the fourth and final hour. Okay, I see what you're saying now, Willie. Okay, it is out there. Yep. Well, we'll see. We'll see what where they go with this. We'll come back. We'll do a little Friday trivia in the final hour. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. All right, let's kick back, have a little fun this final hour on this Friday. Well, Friday trivia. Only two rounds today. Chase is doing the afternoons with Floyd Reese, so he'll be coming up in an hour. So you just have to go through myself and Willie. That's it. You could be a winner. Papa John's gift cards. Be a nice way to go into the weekend. Get yourself a pizza. Got hockey tonight. Got the NBA underway right now. Toronto leading Brooklyn 24-17 right now with under a minute to go in the first quarter. And the Raptors already lead that series 2-0. This is how little I've been watching. And are these seven-game series, or are they five in the first round?
Seven.
That's what I thought. They used to do five, but they haven't done that in years. But I wasn't sure if they had shortened it because of the situation they're in. But they are doing seven-game series.
They're going seven.
Five is when they used to do that, is when you saw the upsets, right? That's when we had some big upsets in the NBA, when they used to do five games in the first round. But they've gone to seven.
I think that's
for
fair
a while.
Say.
Yeah. So right now, Toronto up 24-17. The next game up will be the Nuggets Jazz. That's a fun series. Celtics, 76ers, Boston in control. That one, that'll be at 4:30 this afternoon. And then finally the Clippers and the Mavericks, which has been a fun series to this point. And that series is tied at one. Okay, let's do a little Friday trivia. And Willie, with that being said, what's your category?
Famous trios.
famous trios. I'm going to do Titans. Simple and to the point. They have been practicing at Nissan Stadium. I think they have wrapped up there, but they had a practice today at Nissan. And from everything I can tell at practice, looked like things went well. Mike Vrabel said
Mike Vrabel is speaking to the media right now.
Yeah, he said the entire practice, other than 7-on-7, was scripted. Arthur Smith called the offensive plays, and Shane Bowen called the defensive plays, and into Jayon Brown and Rashawn Evans. So there you go. They needed to do some of this because there is no preseason, and Mike Vrabel is trying to get them kind of in game mode. The other announcement today was that, speaking of game mode, when they kick off their season, we know the Titans will be on Monday Night Football on the road in Denver against the Broncos, and the Broncos have announced that that game will not have fans in the stands. So there will not be a crazy, crazy contingency of Broncos fans screaming at the Titans for that game. So there'll be no one in the stands for that one. Okay, Titans and famous sports trios. That's what's on the line, and now we need you to participate. 615-737-1025. 737-1025. Only two rounds today as opposed to three, and, of course, no lifeline. We don't have Chase's guitar. And some of you say, thank goodness. That's great.
Some people might think that's a good thing.
Some people have said
Others would be very sad because they have been saved by the guitar before.
Some people appreciate the gesture of a lifeline with Chase's guitar. Some do not. They don't think his playing has been very good. And they've said that on the air. Those aren't my words. Their words. Okay. Let's go to Thomas to get things going here on Friday Trivia. Thomas, welcome in.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Fantastic.
Where would you like to start?
Let's start with the famous trios.
Famous trios. All right. The first caller goes right to it, so I'm going to throw it at you this way. The Cincinnati Reds had a great trio of relievers that they rode to a World Series title in 1990. Their names were Randy Myers, Norm Charlton, and Rob Dibble. They were known as what?
The Nasty Boys.
Well done.
Well done.
Well
we're off
done,
to a good start.
Thomas. Very good.
I threw him a fastball down the middle, and he hit a shot. He rocked it right out of the park.
All right, Thomas, for the win. Titans wide receiver Corey Davis was selected fifth overall in the draft in the first round. First wide receiver taken. Where did he play college? Where did he play his college ball for the win?
Western Michigan.
Western Michigan. Is that your final answer?
That's the final answer.
I got to be honest, Thomas.
Pay that man his money.
Yeah, you crushed it. You crushed it. Well done. Do you remember watching any of Corey Davis's games in college?
Absolutely not. However, I did, you know, notice him during the draft buildup and how good he was going to be, but I'm still waiting on him to turn the corner.
Yeah, I think as are the Titans. All right, Thomas, we're going to put you on hold, get you a Papa John's gift card. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. The Nasty Boys.
What a start.
No hesitation, really. You know? Yeah. All right, 615-737-1025. It's that easy. You guys have had a lot of success with two rounds. So you're crazy to sit out today. Three rounds, we know, is a little bit tougher than two. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. So let's go to William. William, you are up next. Where would you like to start?
I think I'm going to do like the last call and go to famous trios first.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to give you a trio of Miami Dolphins running backs from the undefeated season of 1972. Mercury Morris, Larry Zonka, and who?
Mercury Morris, Larry Zonka, Jim Kick.
Jim Kick is correct. We are 2 for 2 in the trio. I love it.
William, that is impressive. Like, I'm tempted just to put you on hold and make you a winner. Like, that's impressive. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Titans for the win. We love talking to this guy. He is a lot of fun. Played his college ball at Alabama. The Titans have identified him as a guy that continues to just keep getting better year after year after year. He's part of their leadership group. Rashawn Evans, the linebacker, is who I'm talking about. And all I need to know from you, William, is his number, and you're a winner if you get it right. The number 54. Of Rashawn Evans.
54.
54. Is that your final answer?
Hold on. What do you think?
We have a lifeline. William's got himself
opinion.
A lifeline.
He's getting a second opinion.
I got my Titans fan next to me. Hold on.
There's no rule against it.
Other
than time.
Okay, we need an answer. We need an answer.
54.
54.
You can't look it up.
54.
He's sticking with the
gut.
The first.
Right. Sticking.
He's locking it in. Is William right? He is.
Hey.
Boom. 54 is indeed the number.
William has been trying for weeks. He's been trying for weeks to break through. We have a breakthrough.
He is a winner.
Yes,
how's
sir.
It feel? How's it feel?
Feel great right now. I love playing with y'all, and I finally won one.
Now go get yourself a pizza this weekend on us.
I will. Definitely will.
All right. Thank you, William. We're going to put you on hold, and he has broken through. Willie is right. William has been telling us he really enjoys Friday trivia. He hasn't had any luck, but you know what? You applaud the effort because he keeps coming back for more, and it paid off. It paid off in a big way. He brought it, and now he's a winner. Well done. Well done. Looking at this game, Toronto is starting to pull away from Brooklyn. 33-19 now in the second quarter. Toronto just looks way better than the Nets. I realize the Nets have like two big pieces of their roster that
they are.
Aren't playing. They're going to be a lot better next year.
The Nets year is next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Nets year is next year.
But it is not going to be this year. Like, this is going to be quick. They're going to be done pretty quickly. All right, we will come back. Let's take a breath. Let's take a deep breath.
2 for 2.
I know. And deep breath in a good way. Because you guys are on fire. Let's get some more phone calls at 615-737-1025. 737-1025. Papa John's gift cards at stake. And right there, William and Thomas nailed it right out of the gates here on Friday Trivia. We'll come back. More opportunities on the other side.
You could choose to get the Shaq-a-roni.
The Shaq-a-roni, which is also a commercial
see
a lot.
We see a lot. We see a lot of the
Shaq-a-roni. We definitely see the Shaq-a-roni Papa John's commercial a lot. Do we think he owns a lot? Does he own a lot of Papa John's? Or is he just?
He's big into it. I don't know. I can't remember what position he holds, but he's a high up.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, I want to talk to you about my friends over at Cool Springs MD. You know, you've heard me talk about them for years because I've been going there for years, and they've been around for years since 2007 to be exact, helping a lot of you improve your quality of life here in Middle Tennessee. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge is the board certified physician over there. His wife, Daphne, is the registered nurse, and their experienced staff want to help you in so many ways. They house a lot of things under one roof. Maybe you've been feeling off lately, been feeling a little sluggish, haven't had any get up to you. You might want to look into some hormone replacement therapy. Maybe your numbers are really, really low. That tends to happen the older we get. They can help you in that department. They can make you get back to feeling like you again, being normal. Face and body rejuvenation. Weight loss management is something that is big right now. I know we've all been out of our routines. Maybe your workout place has been closed for a lot of this last 5.5 months. We get it. And right now you look at yourself and you're like, you know, I'm not very happy with, you know, maybe I put on some extra pounds. Well, they got programs and people can help you to get you back where you were before all this. And it's important right now when you've got a pandemic going on. You know, you need to be healthy and happy. So they do all this over there. If you need to schedule a consultation or make an appointment, dial 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. You're going to arrive at their beautiful facility in Cool Springs right off 65. You're going to let them know that you're there in the parking lot. They're going to call you or text you and let you know when it is time to safely come in for your appointment. If you would like to learn anything and everything about them, see exactly how many things they do under a roof, one roof, all you have to do is go check out their website, coolspringsmd.com. Thomas and William would probably tell you that you just have to be as smart as a fifth grader to win. We're 2 for 2 on winners. 2 for 2. Now your opportunity to get in there, 615-737-1025. Max, do we need to have Willie give the speech again?
I'm ready to be a contestant for no prize if you would like to test me.
Well, you're not eligible for one. By the way, do you have any news on the Vanderbilt front at all?
Just that there were positive cases of an unknown number that was confirmed, and then they canceled the press conference for today. Which was supposed to be happening before all of this anyway. They've been doing 3 press conferences a week. It was supposed to be Mason and Ted Roof, who's the new D coordinator today.
Yeah, this is not getting off to a good start for Vanderbilt. We read, you heard yesterday, 29.5-point underdog at Texas A&M. Yikes. Is Texas A&M that good?
They're good, but I think it's a combination of what the expectation for Vanderbilt
is. That's what I was going to say. Or is, yeah. All right. Well, Willie, we need you to give the speech, man. Got to get going.
Darren, we've been here before.
Got to get everybody cranked up.
Don't worry.
No, no.
That's the first thing when we give the speech. Is we're not worried. Because we're just leading people down the path to where they're gonna thank us for giving the speech. They're going to enjoy what's about to happen with trivia. You're about to experience Friday afternoon trivia. It's not just you answer a couple questions. It's an experience. It's something that you're going to take with you for the rest of your life, at least for the rest of the day, if not the rest of the weekend. You'll be able to tell people, I got on the radio today, and I answered 2 questions, correctly or incorrectly. But you can then spin off those questions. Because you know what's coming next. The person you tell this to that didn't hear it, if they don't say, oh, I heard you. I knew the answer. I could have helped you out. Or they're going to say, well, what were the questions? And so you'll turn around and give them the questions and see if they're so smart that they didn't get what you had. So all you got to do is call 615-737-1025, and you're going to have a story to tell. It's that simple. And you could win the Shaq-a-roni. Just like our first 2 contestants. You got to try a Shaq-a-roni. Shaq's been telling you about this for months.
He has.
We're going to give you the chance for free.
I think people just like the speech. It works every time. We have loaded lines again. I just think people maybe like the speech.
Of course.
I don't know. Before we get back to the phones, did want to pass along some depressing news. At Iowa, they have just cut the men's gymnastics team, men's and women's swimming, and men's tennis. Those teams have been cut at Iowa. And I hate to say this, but if the Big Ten doesn't figure something out, we're going to be reading Big Ten schools a lot and all the sports that they've cut, and I hate that. I really do. All right, let's go to, let's see. First up will be Steven. Steven, welcome in. Got Titans and famous sports trios.
Well, first off, I want to dedicate my upcoming victory to all of those Iowa student athletes.
All right. And he's calling a shot.
There you go.
Calling a victory.
So I will go with Titans.
All right, Steven, we had Adam Humphries on this week after a practice at training camp. Really good conversation with him in his second year with the Titans, wide receiver. We talked to him about his college days. So I'm going to ask you, where did Adam Humphries play college ball?
I'm going to guess at a university.
That is true. He did play at a university. Are you saying that's the name of the school? A university.
No, I don't know. I missed the interview, guys. So, sorry, people of Iowa, I failed you.
So you're not even going to take a guess?
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State is the guess, and that is indeed a school you could play college football. Right here in the SEC. But unfortunately, Steven, that is incorrect. Wow. Max is a little rough back there. Steven, we were looking for Clemson. He actually played at Clemson. He was a Tiger. So thank you for the phone call.
All right. We got to move on. The people of Iowa will have to soldier on.
Well, his mind was in the right place, you know. Tough news at Iowa, and he wanted to dedicate that to them, but unfortunately he needed two correct answers, and that didn't happen. All right, 615-737-1025. That leaves a line available. Now let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up next. Where would you like to start?
Hello, boys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. I guess I'll try Willie, I guess.
Famous sports trios. All right.
Famous sports trios. The Atlanta Braves, dominant in the 1990s, as we know, with a trio of pitchers, Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, and John Smoltz. Now, Greg Maddux, of course, went from the Cubs to the Braves, and he actually won the Cy Young for the Cubs in 1992 before he joined the Braves. But the trio of Glavine, Maddux, and Smoltz won every NL Cy Young award from 1991 through 1998, with the exception of 1 year, when this right-hander from the Montreal Expos temporarily broke the string, 1997.
Wow, right-hander from the Expos? Was that the guy who played for the Red Sox, too? Oh, Martinez?
Fires!
Max has given it to him. Yes, it is. It is Martinez. Hey, but which Martinez?
I can see his face. He always hit people with the ball all the time.
he did. You know who we're talking about.
I can't pull his first name. What is it?
Wow.
I got to get the first name.
Did we give it to him?
I'm staying out of this.
Max hit the trigger. Max pulled the trigger.
Max is a little quick on that, I thought.
Oh. I mean, Darren, you're with me on this, right? There was another. More than one Martinez that pitched for Montreal.
Well, not Dennis Martinez, okay?
But,
I know that. It was...
Okay, so you're saying... Dennis Martinez did pitch for Montreal, so you've eliminated him.
He did pitch for Montreal. I can't think of his name. I don't want to hold everybody up.
Judges?
That's your call.
Darren, you make the final
call. I'm staying out. Leave me out of this. Max is already Max already did the sounder, so he beat.
Max hit it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, technically.
That's why I say we give it to
him.
He's
got to accept it because Max did that, yeah.
All right.
So there you go, Mike.
Pedro Martinez.
Okay, there you go.
That Pedro guy.
Pedro in 1997, and then he did, as you said, move on to the American League, and he won the 1999 Cy Young for the Red Sox and the 2000 for good measure. So Pedro broke the string of Maddux, Glavine, and Smoltz in the 90s. And then Glavine won it the next year.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Mike, for the win. Titans for the win. I just talked about Brett Kern's big booming punt today at training camp at Nissan Stadium. We've seen that before. Brett Kern is best punter in the NFL. I'm going to do this for you.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask you for the specific school. I'm just going to ask you the state. Brett Kern and Logan Woodside both attended this college.
Oh, man.
Both went to this college, and I'm not even asking for you to name the college. I'm asking for you to name the state that this college is in. Brett Kern and Logan Woodside.
Oh, my goodness. I should have been listening earlier. The
state.
I'm just going to take a wild shot. I don't think it's anything normal like Alabama or anything like that. It's probably like got to be out west.
Just throw something out there.
I'll try California's biggest state.
There you go. I mean, yeah, right. When in doubt, go with a big state. California is the guess.
If it's Idaho, I'm going to puke.
It's not California, but I've got good news. It's not Idaho either. They both – anybody know, by the way? Anybody? Anybody know where Brett Kern played college ball? Anybody know where Logan Woodside played college ball?
Are you asking us?
Yeah, I'm asking you guys before we unveil this.
Hashtag Maction.
Okay.
Maction
is all over it. It's in the Mac. It was Toledo, so I was looking for Ohio.
Well, I'm a Michigan fan, so that's no wonder.
Well, it's very close to Michigan. Thank you, Mike.
Always fun. Enjoy it.
Yep, appreciate it. Did you guys know that? So you knew that. So Willie, you didn't really jump out there. You didn't.
I was drawing a blank. Drawing a blank.
I'm
sad at myself because I knew, based on Joe Rexroder's article today, that there are no Ohio State Buckeyes on the Titans roster.
Isn't that crazy?
They have a lot of Ohio State influence on their coaching staff, but they do have two players. I read they do have two players from Toledo. So. Man, those are the two.
Brett Kern and Logan Woodside. You'll never forget that now. All right, so let's go to, how about Keith? 615-737-1025. 737-1025. Papa John's Pizza gift cards on the line. Keith, where would you like to start?
Let's start with the Titans.
Start with the Titans. I'm not going to ask you how much money Ryan Tannehill has in his bank account now, but he did sign a big, big contract in the offseason. All I'm going to ask you is, can you tell me his number that he wears for the Titans? What number is Ryan Tannehill?
You would have to ask me that. It seems like it's 17, but I wouldn't swear to it. I'll go with 17.
Go with 17, but he wouldn't swear to it, but he's going to stick with it. Keith, that is correct.
All right. Now you lob this one in.
Famous sports trios for the win.
Sports trios for the Shaq-a-roni from Papa John's, if you choose. One of the most famous double play combinations of all time. In baseball history, Chicago Cubs. There was a song written about him decades ago. Tinkers to Evers to blank.
Chance.
That is correct. Tinkers to Evers to Chance.
I'm glad you
Darren, did you know that one? I was going way old school on that.
You went in the Wayback Machine with that one. Keith, well done, man.
Thank you. Keith nailed it.
No hesitation. All right, we're going to put Keith on hold, hook him up, let him get
Papa
John's
pizza. Keith has stories to tell. He's going to treat people to pizza tonight. He's going to tell all his buddies. I mean, think about how much fun his weekend just got for just participating.
It'll be a lot of fun, and he can tell everybody where he got the how he was able to pay for the pizza, right? All he had to do was dial those numbers, 737-1025. All right, let's go to Alex. Alex, you're up next. Where would you like to start?
The thing is with the sports trios, I know, like, almost nothing about baseball. Like, you could have me name, like, a top line of an NHL team or a running back, wide receiver, quarterback, but I know almost nothing about baseball. So
you are trying to plea with Willie, do not give me a baseball question, essentially.
Well, I'm just telling you that so just to not get to not laugh too hard, I guess.
Oh, okay, I got you. Maybe Willie will – I think you're going to nail Titans, and then we'll see what happens next. Okay, Alex, we'll go Titans. How about this one? I haven't asked this type of question yet concerning this current roster. Daquan Jones went to Penn State.
Yes.
Expecting a big year out of him, take the next step. I want to know when – the Titans drafted him. What round did the Titans draft Daquan Jones?
Which one are you asking? What round we drafted
him? What round did the Titans draft Daquan Jones?
Nose tackle, number 90.
That's correct.
Remember, he's been here for a bunch of years now.
He has.
I think he was later, too. I think the fourth round. I think it was the fourth round.
Fourth round is the guess.
Cutting down low for a pass to Muscala. He'll get fouled, and he'll lay it up, and it is good, 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 good. G-O-O-D, that spells good, and it is good.
Ha-ha! Oh, yeah. That was, I guess that was a correct answer if you listen to that sounder. Okay. Famous sports trios for the win. Will Willie stick Alex with a baseball question, or will he have mercy?
I am going to reward Alex for going for hockey. He loves hockey. I'm just going to hit him with the hockey.
Okay.
There was a great line for the Philadelphia Flyers back in the late 90s and early 2000s. That was known as the Legion of Doom line.
Legion of
Doom. Renberg.
No, this was before I started watching hockey.
Okay, but don't give up, Alex. Don't give up. You're a hockey fan. You know this. You can do this. You can taste the chacaroni. You can taste it. The Legion of Doom, Philadelphia Flyers. John LeClair, Mikhail Renberg, and this famous Flyer.
Is he really famous? Like,
this
famous
Flyer. He is famous. Late 90s, early 2000s Flyers. John LeClair, Mikhail Renberg, and this franchise player. He's a franchise.
This is what's going to kill me. I don't know it, so I'm just going to go with the favorite Flyer I know, the Flyer that I've met. I know it's wrong. I'm just going to go Scott Hartnell because I love the guy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Terry Crisp. Scott Hartnell for the win.
I know.
And he had lots of hair.
Good thought.
Lots of hair with the Flyers. Lots of hair.
Scott Hartnell played against these guys when they were together as a very, very young Predator at the time. But we were looking for Eric Lindros.
Yeah.
Eric Lindros.
Overrated.
He's always fought that tag, hasn't he?
Overrated. I'm just saying. Thank you, Alex. Good try. Have a great weekend.
Good try.
I thought he was overrated.
Did Max Herz know that one? Max knew that one.
You picked the easiest to guess of the three.
Right, that was the idea.
I definitely could not have told you Renberg.
Right, I would never. That would have been, you guys would have been all over me if I'd asked for that. That's too tough.
That would have been too
tough. Unless this were a Philadelphia talk show, that would be easy in Philadelphia.
I thought that was a
not
more than fair question.
Okay.
More than fair.
We've got one gift card left, I believe. Still up for grabs.
Ooh.
We started with four.
Wow.
Okay. Well, we're going to – it doesn't matter. If we get more winners, we will accommodate Max, okay? We don't Max. We don't
we'll
Max
call Shaq.
Out Max, okay? If we have to just go dig stuff out of your car.
Hold on. I'll boo myself here. Hold on.
We will reward people if we get more than four winners. All right, we'll
we
come
know
back.
People that know Shaq.
We know people who know people, and they know people. We'll come back. We've got more people on hold, more phone calls, more Friday trivia next on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Khalif Raymond telling the media that he has deleted his social media accounts off of his phone to eliminate any distractions. Wants to focus on this season. You can't look at social media without it being a distraction? I don't really understand that. Don't really understand that, but okay, whatever. To each his own. I didn't know that that would serve a distraction if you don't want it to be a distraction.
I think he's one of the more popular Titans, to be honest with you. People love his story.
I don't know what distraction that would be, but oh, okay.
Hey. That's right. You got to do what you got to do as a pro.
Yeah. Steven
Strasburg. One other little nugget of news here. Yes, I was about to say it. Oh, boy.
Steven Strasburg has met with a nerve specialist, and he has been diagnosed with carpal tunnel that's in his right hand, and the team right now is considering options for his treatment. It does not sound good.
No. Remember David Price? He had this a few years ago, and what did the Red Sox media and fans do? They accused him of playing too many video games.
They did.
I don't think this will happen to Steven Strasburg. Something tells me that people won't go, oh, is he playing too many video games? But, of course, the Boston fans and media, they are relentless. Remember Alex Cora had to actually answer that question? Does David Price play too many video games? Is that why he has carpal tunnel? That's not good, though, for Strasburg. He may be done for the season.
Some say that that would serve as a distraction, right? Too many video games. The other thing I was going to pass along is, by the way, this season's not going very well for the Nationals, is it? It does not look like it's going to be another magical year for the Nationals. Looks like
well,
their
it didn't
magical
look like that
year
last
was
year.
True, but I don't see them pulling out of this one. I don't
but
see
it's a war of attrition though. If you take a look at Major League Baseball rosters, they're dropping like flies because you have your normal injuries. You always have the constant threat of a guy testing positive. It's going to be it's survival. Everybody's got problems, with some exceptions.
What did you think of my Angels pick? Do you like that one?
How's that going for you?
Yeah,
Darren, Anthony, they got Rendon now. They got Joe Madden.
I said, you know, we
Shohei
said
Ohtani's
surprise,
back.
Surprise team, but, you know, you said it, and I agreed with you. I was like, yeah, their pitching isn't very good. Very good pitching.
Yeah, no, that's not how it went. You like the Angels.
I said
my pick, I believe, was
team.
The White Sox.
Surprise team. By the way, who's that stud outfielder for the White Sox?
Luis Robert.
Yeah, have you seen him just run over and take balls from other outfielders and they just let
him?
They just stand out of the way.
He is a physical specimen.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I'll tell you a quick story. My son Mahoney, he likes to collect baseball cards now. We were playing in the 14 and under, whatever you call the big tournament we played in Birmingham. There was 100-plus teams from all over the country. As I told you back when it happened, his team went 7-0. They got seeded in the brackets and then got upset. Heartbreaking loss in the bracket tournament. The day before, he got a Luis Robert rookie card, and he had it in our car, you know, sitting there. Just so it wouldn't get bent or anything like that. So we were heartbroken to lose. We're in a debt. Nobody's speaking. Everybody's down. He gets in the car, and he doesn't see the card. And he almost went into a panic. He goes, did somebody steal my card? Did somebody steal my Luis Robert card? We got to find that. And it had slipped down the between the seats. So luckily we found it. But he was more upset at the prospect of losing the Luis Robert rookie card than losing the game. So that's what Robert is.
wasn't he like the number one prospect overall, I think?
Yeah, they've got some young talent on that White Sox team.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're going to win this year. They've got
it's the White Sox.
Yeah, they have a way of screwing stuff up. But
they do. I've heard this before, and they just always find a way to mess things up. It's the White Sox, and I'm thankful for that because they're in the Cleveland's division. Okay, let's go to Brad. Brad, you're up next here on Friday Trivia. 615-737-1025. Brad, where would you like to start?
I'd like to try the Titans.
Titans in round one, one of two rounds. Okay. Malcolm Butler got hurt last year, unfortunately did not get to be a part of the magical run to the AFC Championship game, but he is back, and he is excited to be back out on the field with his teammates. Malcolm Butler is quite the success story when you think about his journey to the NFL and getting rewarded with the big contracts. But most people don't remember him in college. He played in a little, very, very, very little college in this state. What state did Malcolm Butler play his college ball in?
Is it Alabama?
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it's my final answer.
That is correct. And just for giggles, care to take a stab at where he played his college ball?
I cheated and looked at it. It's West Alabama.
Oh, you cheated. Okay. All right. Well, that was a very honest answer. So, Brad, yes, it was West Alabama. Willie, for the win.
Don't worry. Willie will get me
famous
here.
Famous trios.
I won't.
Famous trios. Here is, you know, the previous caller was talking about great quarterback, running back, wide receiver combinations. Here's one from the past, the 49ers of the 80s, those powerhouse teams. I'm going to give you the quarterback and the wide receiver. You got to give me the running back. Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, and blank. Multiple Super Bowls in the 80s.
Roger Craig.
Roger Craig is the guess. That is the guess. And that is...
paid that
correct.
Man his money.
How about that? How about that? Pay that man his money. How about a Papa John's
gift card? First running back ever to have 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving in the same season. It's been done a couple times since then, but he was the first.
It must have been divine intervention because I used to like the 49ers before the Titans came to Tennessee, so that was the only reason I would have known that.
Well, congratulations,
Brad. It was in the cards. He was destined to have the Shaqaroni.
Yep. Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to put you on hold and get your info, and you go have a pizza on us. Although he did admit to cheating, Willie. Really. I don't know how we feel about that.
That is blinking fertilizer.
Which is
you don't
one of
admit
my
it if you
right.
don't say anything.
Just don't say anything. We'll feel bad.
He should have just said, was it West Alabama?
I think it was it was one of those directional schools in Alabama, I remember.
Was it West Alabama?
It's like I cheated.
That's all you had to do, just be a good actor.
Right.
As you look right at your phone.
Oh, boy. All right, let's go back to the phones. 615-737. Let's go to Steven. Steven, you're up next. Welcome in.
Thanks, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Where would you like to start?
We'll start with trio.
Famous sports trios.
Okay, we're going to go old school again. John Elway, quarterback the Denver Broncos, to multiple Super Bowls in the 1980s before he finally broke through and won his last two seasons, 1997 and 1998. But in the 80s, He got there three different times, and they got beat all three times. He never had the great team that he had later in his career. But he had a trio of wide receivers named Ricky Natil, Vance Johnson, and Mark Jackson. This trio of receivers was called the three what?
Three amigos.
The three amigos is the guess. And that is correct. Well done.
Wow. Nicely done.
The three amigos. The Drive, Darren, that you remember well in Cleveland Municipal Stadium, the famous The Drive. The three
yards.
Amigos were involved in that drive.
Was it 97 yards, I think?
I think it was 98, right?
Was it 98? Yeah. Wasn't good. Cleveland fans.
It was a lot.
They kind of cringe when they hear that word, The Drive. Okay, Steven, for the win. Titans for the win. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry, but Brad has kind of messed it up for you and everybody else after you because I feel like cheating is too easy. So I'm going to have to.
Everybody on the line right now has the Titans roster pulled up
right,
with the
right.
college and how many years they played in their hometown and their
right,
high school.
I've been
school.
Asking numbers so. And draft rounds. I mean, and
so you got to change. You got to change your course.
Change it up. I feel like we're getting some cheating going on here. So with that being said, we all know who led the receiving core last year in touchdowns, right? We can all agree, right, Steven? You remember A.J. Brown, right?
A.J. Brown, yeah.
Yep, had an awesome season. The question I have for you, Steven, and for the win, is what receiver had this? Who was second on the list? A.J. Brown had 8 touchdowns. This receiver had 4 touchdowns last season to be second on the list. What receiver had 4 touchdowns for the Titans last year, which was second best on the year?
Tajay Sharp.
Tajay Sharp. You feel good about that? Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Doesn't sound very confident, but
no,
Steven,
I'm not really confident.
Steven, you're correct. It is indeed Tajay Sharp. Why didn't you feel good about that?
I just didn't. I mean, I didn't think it was Corey Davis, but he would have been my next guest. So I lucked out, I guess.
Corey Davis only had 2 touchdowns last year. Adam Humphries had 2 touchdowns last year. And actually, the next best would have been Jonnu Smith, a tight end, with 3. So, yeah, Tajay Sharp with 4 touchdowns. Well, congratulations. We'll put you on hold.
Thank you.
Good job. All right.
Did he get both?
Yeah.
What did I ask him?
The Drive? Three Amigos?
Oh, he got the Three Amigos. That's right. Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Man,
I'll tell you what.
The batting average is very high today. I don't know if our questions are easier, Darren, but the listeners have brought
it.
No,
I think
they're doing very well.
I think they're bringing it. I feel good about
–
or they're cheating. Either way, they're getting them right. I don't know if they're bringing it or they're cheating, but they're getting correct answers. They're doing well.
Hey!
Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're up next on Friday Trivia. Where would you like to start?
Let's start with trios.
Trios, okay. Famous trios. All right, I'm going to give you the option. Do you want hockey or do you want NBA basketball? Those are your two choices.
Let's go NBA. No, let's go hockey.
NBA. Oh, he wants hockey. Okay. Famous trio from way back in the 70s. Buffalo Sabres. Rene Robert, Gilbert Perreault, Rick Martin. This trio led the Buffalo Sabres. Boom! He was all over it. He didn't even let me even get to the what was their nickname, and he's got
it. I'm a fast cheater, Willie. I mean, no, I knew it.
Cutting down low for a pass to Mascala. He'll get fouled, and he'll lay it up, and it is good. G-O-O-D, that spells good, and it is good.
The French Connection. They lost to Terry Crisp in the Philadelphia Flyers Broad Street Bullies in the Stanley Cup Final.
All right, Jim. Titans for the win. Titans for the win. They only had one interception returned for a touchdown last year. One touchdown, or one interception returned for a touchdown, and it came from a guy in their secondary. Who had the lone interception for a touchdown for the Titans last season?
Regular season. Are you saying regular season or playoffs?
Yeah.
Regular season.
Probably going to end up turning out to be a linebacker. No clue, so I'm just going to say Byard.
I said in the secondary. I said I gave you the hint. He was in the secondary.
Byard. Let's go with Byard.
Be honest, if when in doubt, you should go Kevin Byard. But unfortunately, that is incorrect. Malcolm Butler made it into Friday Trivia twice. Malcolm Butler, in his limited time last year, actually, was that in the Cleveland game? First game of the season?
It was.
It was when he got the beer poured on him, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It was in the Browns game to start off the season last year. That was it.
We had to put the Browns fans on the list. For throwing beer on Malcolm Butler.
We absolutely did. Jim, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right,
good.
Good
try. Have a great weekend. So there
we
you
handed
go.
Out a lot of pizza, Darren. It was a job
we
well
did.
Done. A lot
we
of
did.
Pizza was doled out from Papa John's today.
Hey, if all the winners, if you need help this weekend eating your pizza, invite us over. We'll safely come over. We'll be in a mask. We'll sit on the opposite side of the room, but we can share pizza. Good stuff. That was a fun hour. Fun show. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Got a lot to discuss on Monday. We want you back with us. Be safe. We will talk to you Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.